So let's pray. Father, we are thankful again tonight, Lord, for gathering us together, Father, because we know that you have a purpose, Lord, that you don't gather your children, Lord God, for nothing, Father. And we believe, Lord, that we're going to serve the table tonight, Lord. Feed our hearts, Father. Remember those maybe who are listening in, Lord God. Be with them, Father. Watch over them, Lord. Reveal the things that you want them to know, Father, even as you do the same to us, Father, here. We commit the service now to thee, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can get seated. I expected Joe here. I've not talked to him. Maybe he's listening in. I hope to see him tomorrow. If he's not working, I don't know his house. But I know his brother's house. The last time that I went to his brother's house. So I might need to go to his brother's house again and find out what is happening. If he's not going to come tomorrow to work, I don't know. I don't know the schedule for him. Tonight, my wife is not going to be here. They had a birthday yesterday for Aspen. And I think they were kind of wild a bit. I think they got tired and they got very wild today. She has some other girls that she watches over during the day. And it was very chaotic, you know. Everything was very chaotic. And so she's going to listen in as she tries to put. She said she's going to put them to sleep first and then she'll go somewhere and listen in. So she talked about Sunday. She told me that I asked Rebecca. She just told me that as I come. Asked Rebecca whether she was getting what I was saying. And she said, and she says, my wife tells me, even Mama Bill in Kenya tells me that they don't like talking to me very much because I will bring it to the pulpit. And I'm sorry about that. So she says she heard Rebecca and made a senior talk about it, and they were saying that it's not that they're not getting it. It's sometimes my accent, they're wondering, is he saying this or is he saying this? And then she said that I got to speak slowly. Because of my accent, it's got to go slowly. And sometimes when I get, when the Holy Ghost comes, I mean, when the anointing comes, I don't realize I'm sorry about that. But at the same time, brother, see, you be free. When I get like that, just do this. I don't know whether you people have ever seen me and Brother Don preaching in Kenya in different places. So there's a hold him. Stop. Stop. I want to say it now. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Just hold. Here we are free, brothers and sisters. We are free. Just throw me down. Throw me down. Maybe the audience that is listening in might not have that advantage. But you people, because you're here, You can throw me down. Medicine, just throw me down. Throw down. And if you don't hear something, and if you don't understand something, you can hit your head up and say this, then I'm going to repeat it. Because the purpose here is for us to hear what the prophet has got to say. And what is the revelation thereof. We need to understand. We need to understand, not just to talk, but to understand. So may God bless you. And listen, Dean also, because I wondered who the leader. I think I was so wild. I think I was taken off. And I listened in. And I also understood more. I mean, when I listened in to myself, I understood more. Well, I thought, what I'm going to do, I'm going to draw some pictures, and I'm going to maybe print them out. Go study that thing that I'm sorry I was not able to send it in good time. I don't know what happened. I think I went to read there, and I thought they are so much mixed up, and I decided, can I maybe take this coat and this. I said, then I did, you know, I debated within myself, what do I do now? So I finally just said, I'm just going to put it the way it is. No, I didn't put it the way it is. I just give you the paragraphs. The best thing is to give you the paragraphs so that you go read it. You go. He explains everything. He talks about the cherubims, about Rook, I mean, Matthew. Mark, John, and Luke. Okay, that they surrounded the Holy Ghost, the Acts of the Holy Ghost. The book of Acts is not the Acts of the prophet of the apostles. It's actually supposed to be the Acts of the Holy Ghost when he came. So it was surrounded by that, or guarded by that. The word used by the prophet is guarding. It was guarded, and then he says at the Garden of Eden, when they were sent out, they were guarded. There were cherubims there guarding it. Same cherubims. He says it's the same cherubim in that whole thing. It's a very wrong thing. That whole thing, and there are different parts in the book, in the message that is going to explain everything. That is going to explain this portion, another portion, another portion like that. But that's where, in one message, he explains it. He touches it on everything. Then in there, he brings the cherubims. Then he brings the cherubim when Uzziah died. Do you call him Uzziah or Uzziah? Uzziah, the king that was with Uzziah. When Uzziah died, the king. And he got worried. The prophet says he got worried like that, so he can die. And you know, he gave his son of God. And he was in a shock. And he fell down in desperation. Was taken from God, and he saw the cherubims again. It's the same cherubims. And then he says in the book of Ezekiel, he saw it together. But one of the things, Brother Don, I also don't understand about that is when Moses was taken there, because he also says that, and he jumps, and he doesn't explain anywhere else. So I don't know how that is. I don't know how. But in one of the quotes, in one of the sentences I remember, he says that Moses was taken to heaven, and he saw how heaven is, and he saw how the throne, how the seat of the throne, how the seat of mercy, the throne is. And he was told, come down here and make it exactly where the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah, do you know the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah glory, where the Shekinah glory is. Just make exactly the way, have you seen it in heaven? Just come down here and make it exactly. You remember that? And he came here and down, and he made it. He made it everything. He made everything the way he saw in heaven. But when he came to make the cherubims, he made the cherubims instead of where he says four. I don't know how that is. Wings were so wide, they were kind of touching. That's how he made them. I don't know. And the first temple was, of course, you know, it was destroyed. I think there have been three. The first one was destroyed by Babylonians. The second one was, I think, somebody in Medo-Persia. And the third one was destroyed by Titus. I don't remember about the Medo-Persians very well, but I remember the first one. The third one, people are expecting that temple to be rebuilt again. That's the one that Moses built. The one that Moses put, the altar that was put there by Moses, there is expecting for that to be put there, to be built again, which was destroyed by Titus in 70 AD. They are expecting that to be built again, and they might build it. But if you look, those things are not very important. I hope you understand that. Those things are not important. Because the real thing has come. I don't know whether you know that. Because the real thing is him. The real thing is him. I saw the bride coming as New Jerusalem. That's a new temple. The new temple is his bride coming to join with him. And he gets into his temple now. Where is his temple? His temple is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the last temple. That's the last temple is we people. That's a real temple. But the new body of the Lord Jesus Christ, I hope you know that. And that's why I don't think that, Brother Don, I don't think those things are important. The war, crying war, those things are not important. The new thing has come. He said, destroy this temple in 3 days and I'll raise it up. So we know what that was. That was his body. And his body is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope we know that. We know that. That's why, you see, and I don't know why I'm saying that, because I'm supposed to be reading quotes today. I'm talking like that. But that's why you also see, do you remember where, if you went to West, there's a mountain there that the prophet, if you saw the prophet, if you knew the prophet, and it's natural. It is not the people who made it. It is natural. The face of the prophet laying down like this. I think he's on the rock. The face of the prophet and everything. And if you look at him, you're going to know that's a prophet. I hope you know that. And it was natural. I think in the West somewhere. And then there was this, when the blast came, you remember that? When the blast came, I think it came in the same mountain. And the blast came, and every stone that came from that mountain was pyramidal. I don't know. It was blasted, and everything that came, it was pyramid, which actually means the Bible, which means the word. You know that. The first Bible was pyramid. I don't know which one was the first, the pyramid or the one that was in heaven, the stars. But one of them was the first. But the pyramid is the Bible. It's the Bible. It talks about the whole Bible like that. But my point is there about the blast is that, do you know that they don't find those pyramidal pieces? They don't find it now. Even the face of the prophet is not there. Do you know that? Those things are not there. Why? It's not important. That was to point us to the real. This was just something to show that this man, who this man is, is gone. It's gone. You go there. There are not those rocks. There are not that picture is not there. The cave, you know the cave where he went to meet the angel, is collapsed. It's not important. Even if you go there, it's not important. But people, if it's left, people are going to worship it. I hope you know that. People are going to worship it. People will be there, going there and making it like it's something. There's nothing there because that was not it. That was not it. The prophet talking and the rocks, that was not it. That was to point us to something. That was a vindication. This man has God himself. God is tabernacled in this man. And in the book called Unveiling of God, he comes down to say this. God beyond the veil. God beyond the veil that is born of Branham and Era Branham. And you're going to find God there. Praise be to God. And if it comes to the bride, God beyond the veil of the bride. Go beyond this flesh. And you see the bride right there. Praise. Okay, I don't know where that came from, but I don't know where that came from. Yeah, it was about Moses. Moses did not. I don't know why were those two. I don't know why there were two. I don't know, Brother Don. I don't know why Moses built two. There were two cherubim, just two cherubims. But when if you look at Isaiah, I think it's not two. I think he talks about, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the Isaiah. But he saw the cherubims, and they are all the same. And he brings even John and the cherubims. And it's the same cherubims that the prophet says, They are the ones that John saw. He says exactly that, the cherubims of John saw, and he says those are different because he says those are living creatures, and he describes cherubims as something very great. He says something like, okay. I don't know the words. I forget the words. But the description of them is that they know the past. They know it's like God. They know the past. They know the present. And they know the future. That's how he describes those cherubims. And he says those are living creatures. And he said they are not, in the Greek Bible, they are not called Therion. He says Therion, Therion, T-H-E-R-I-O-N. He says those are untamable animals. He says those untamable animals are in Revelation 13, Revelation 17, those things that are there. But here, those are living creatures. And he says they are called Zoon. A-Z-O-O-N, Zoon. Those are different. Those are cherubims. He says they are great. They are, he says they carry your prayers before him. They carry it before him. Praise be to God. That's what he says. And he describes them in different ways. But that's it. But I wanted to say, and this came because of the Genesis. That Genesis, people think that it was sealed. It was the same. It was the same book. It was the book of redemption and the tree of life is the same. When was it sealed? It was sealed. You know, sealed. When was it sealed? It was sealed there in the Garden of Eden. But he said it was sealed before the foundation of the world. But Jesus was also crucified before the foundation of the world. I hope you understand that. But he was crucified 2,000 years ago. This is that. So what is the foundation of the world? We found out it's in the mind of God. Because that happened in the mind of God. I got saved before the foundation of the world. But I got saved when I come here. That's when God saved me. That is when it was manifested. Adam was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. But Adam came here. The sin came 6,000 years ago. But before then, just a little before then, that's when Adam was here. I don't know how many years Adam had lived or something, but they say it's about 900 and something. I think it's 800 or 900 or something. I don't know. I think that is when he was created. Since he was created, then when he sinned, then he came. Because he said Adam lived for this many years. He just says that and leaves it there. But, that means Adam, the prophet says, when Adam came, and it was spoken, and he was spoken, and the body created from the dust, and Adam stood there. The prophet says, that was now the Son of God manifest that word, the thought of God, the word of God manifest that you can see here on earth. He says like that. So there's a time when that thought is manifest here on earth. I hope you understand that. That's the difference. So let's not be confused when he says that the tree was sealed, or the book of redemption was sealed before the foundation of the world. That means God had hidden it there. Everything happened there before the foundation. But actually, physically, when it came to be manifested that it was sealed, was when those cherubims were put there, and a sword of fire. You know, sometimes we don't know what this. The sword of fire is not. There's not a sword of fire in the Holy Ghost. It's the same. The Holy Ghost comes with fire. That sword of fire is the Holy Ghost. And he says, if you fear the Holy Ghost, you never go to this eternal life. That's the way. That the Holy Ghost is the one who pushes you. That's the way. That's the one who opens the way for you to go to the eternal life. But all that is the same. Eternal life is the tree of life. It's Jesus Christ. Eternal life is Jesus Christ. It's the tree of life. And the way to the tree of life is Him again. It's the Holy Ghost. Do you understand that? The Holy Ghost and Jesus are not two things, right? So it's the Holy Ghost. So this flame of fire is God doing the same. In the whole picture, is God Himself. Praise be to God. It's the Holy Ghost actually pushing you to it. Before, the Holy Ghost was preventing you from having it. Now the Holy Ghost pushes it, gets you into that eternal life, into that tree of life. It's not difficult. It's not difficult. It's not. And again, please, you don't need to meet with me. Just engage me on WhatsApp on we're gonna talk. I'm gonna explain everything, and I understand. And Don know. So you can talk to Don. I believe Don and Michael knows these things, and you can engage them. And Don, you know, I said Sunday. I think I heard myself say that Sunday that you are ministers, you sisters. That was so strong. And what did I say? And then I listened, and it cleared. It cleared because you see. I don't know why you minister. I find myself saying that on Sunday when I listened in. so this we are all deaf, so all deaf, you don't even for exactly what you're saying. And I said that, for what? Those people will be asked. You saw Mendacenia. And you had questions in yourself about why. Is she dressed like that in a weather like this? You had that questions, is that right? That questions ought to have taken you somewhere to research. You know, you never say, I didn't know. You knew it. You saw it. Another thing I was thinking when I heard that is, do you know that brother? I had a brother do something. I'm not going to mention his name. I had a brother do something. You know, when he did, that was it really took. They say taking the carpet off your feet. It kind of took the carpet out of my feet, brother. I didn't know where. Okay, because I didn't expect that brother to do that. And that when that happened, that something told him, Brother Stanley. Might think you are jealous. Do you say you're jealous? Do you say, how do you use that word, jealous or jealousy? Jealousy. Jealousy. He told me, he just got a hold of my heart and told me, Brother Stanley, I'm not jealousy. And that has stuck with me. It's a long time ago. That has stuck with me. And you know what that is? God speaks, brothers. God speaks to people. The prophet says, he even talks to you when you're dying. He says, before you die, God talks to you. And you know you're dying. You might not exactly realize that is God talking to you, but God tells you before you die. You cannot die without God telling you. God speaks. God speaks to people. You don't need to see visions like a prophet for God to speak to you. And every time God is speaking to you, you know what we do, brother? We console our conscience by saying, I'm not doing that. You are not doing that, and you're saying you're not doing that. God is telling you so that you can make it right. But you want to console your soul. I'm not doing that. That does not make you not doing it. God records you're doing it. If you hear that soft little voice, make it right. Make it right. Don't try to destroy yourself. That's what we do. Very many times we try to justify. We try to. The conscience is telling you. The conscience is. And let him hear something, brothers. It will guide for the last time one day. He tells you you're doing that. You say, no, I'm not doing that. And about that so much. You're doing something and you know it's wrong. I'm not trying to do that. You know what? God is telling you, but you're fighting. Come to terms with that. It's God talking. Praise be to God. I'm not doing this. And you're doing exactly that. Actions are saying that. What you're doing, the way you're doing it, is showing exactly that. But your soul is just like, you remember that man who came to Jesus at night, he told him. And today I'm not going to like Sunday. I'm going to read my quotes today. I'm going to read them. But do you remember that man who came to Jesus? and told him, "Master, we know you have, I don't know, eternal life or something. You are the only one." He knew that there were Pharisees among those people. But he came to him, he told him, We know. He knew. "What can I do to get to the eternal life? How can I do? What can I do?" Praise be to God. And he was told, "You do A." He heard the voice. He heard it. God talked to him. God gave him an answer. But the Bible says that he went away gloomy. I don't know the words that are used by the Bible, but gloomy. Because he could not do that. He was so held up by the wealth that he had. He was also held up. Every time, brother, when God speaks, something is holding you. Something is holding you. Unless you let off, let go, and hear this voice, you'll be left holding that. One time, God will speak to you. Last time. We don't hear of that guy again. Except in hell. That's what we heard of here. In hell, trying to say, "Can you please said, can you, now he wants to be the preacher. Can you please send some preacher there? Or you can send me. Send somebody. To go tell them." He was told to come and follow him. To leave all that to follow him. Like Peter, like the rest of them. He could not. There's always a voice, brother. Stop. But you're so wound up by something. The prophet said, the thing that really preachers is women. Maybe there's a woman somewhere there with your like that, maybe. Praise be to God. There's also fame. And that's preachers. Sisters have their own. From popularity. That's holding you so much. And even when God tells you, you say, "I'm not doing it." And you're doing exactly that because of him. The other thing is money. Maybe it's money. Your eyes are completely blocked by money. God is talking to you, but your eyes are... God will speak to you the last time. And you continue saying, "I'm not doing it." And everybody's saying, "You're doing it." People are saying, "You're doing it." You know, you're in your head, you're doing it. But now your conscience will become seared with hot iron. There's nothing now. You can continue and living like that and it doesn't matter to you. One time you to come to that. I don't know why. Preachers are funny people because they don't, where do these things come from? But praise be to God. Here is where I can say whatever I want to say. Whatever comes, rather, not whatever I want to say. Whatever comes in. I'm not, in some places you restrict the Holy Ghost. Don't say that. You go to say and he stops him. Here we can say things. But rather, that's exactly right. Let's hear that small, little voice. Let's hear it. Let's get into it. And especially if your actions are going against what he said in the scriptures. And you know he said it. And the Holy Ghost is there speaking to you. But he won't fight it out. Let's read this. I'm not going to read the scriptures. Maybe the scriptures will come later as I read there. We might go back to scriptures. But let's say, what is the tree of life? I think now we know. I've preached so much about it. Now we know. But let's preach it. Let the prophet talk about it. Now that you have come to this far, try to crystallize your thinking on this subject so you can see the necessity of going into the serpent seed doctrine. As I have. We start with the fact that there are two trees in the Middle Garden. The tree of life, that's all I wanted in that. The tree of life was Jesus. The other tree is definitely Satan because of what came forth from the fruit of the tree. So there are two trees there. There were many trees. The picture I want you to get is in the Garden of Eden, there were many trees. But particularly, I don't know whether, because he says those are the trees were for food in the Bible. So I don't know whether they were physical trees or they were whatever. But to me, they were physical trees that had food in it. That's right. But there were two particular trees that were symbolical. Like, there were two trees in symbol. You know, Satan, he was in the Garden of Eden, and you could eat him. You could partake of him. And there was Jesus Christ, the eternal life, that he was... I will never say that he could have partaken of. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say what it is. That he was partaking. Okay. It's going to come again, but I'm not going to read it down there. I think I put it again there, but I'm not going to read that again. But the next quote is the same book. He says, now, in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees standing in the middle of it. One of the tree of life, the other one, the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of good and evil was because there's so much good and so much evil. Like that. So that's the devil. Man was to live by the tree of life. Man was to live by the tree of life. Look at those statements by the prophet. Was Adam living in the Garden of Eden? Then he was living by that tree. You know, I talked to Mama Beer about this one time. And she asked me a question. I asked her, was Adam eating the tree of life? I asked her that question. She said, she asked me a question. What do you think he was living in? What do you think he was living by? What was he living by? Praise God. So he was eating. He was eating. That's what he was living by. Without that, he could not believe. He had eternal life. Eating. That was the source of eternal life. What was in him that was breathed in him, the eternal life. And Jesus was there. Jesus was that. That and that were the same. When the deep called the deep, there's a deep to answer. That is exactly what was in the Garden of Eden. Praise be to God. Now, he says, man was to live by the tree of life. He was to live by that. But he was not to touch the other tree or he would die. But man did partake of the tree. And when he did, death entered into him by his sin. And he became separated from God. That's what happened. He got separated from God when he took that. Now, in other words, he got separated from the tree of life. Because we found out, what is the tree of life? Rebecca, the tree of life is not a tree. The tree of life was life himself. Was the bread of life himself. Was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. He got separated from that. What was it? From fellowship. They had so much fellowship. They had communion. They were talking. We said, what is eating? We found that on Sunday, I think. What is eating? We found out that is communication. Is communing. Is communion. Is fellowship. Is talking one to another. That is what eating is. So when it is preached, don't think he was not going to, that's a man who was hanging there and don't, it's not like that. Praise be to God. It was communication. They were communicating with God. That is what was cut. Immediately he did that. That was cut. But he's going to bring it like let me explain this because it's going to come. It's going to come in the quote. When God heard that, he came immediately because communication. So he cannot even tell Adam, what have you done? He kind of gave them punishment and he went away. Immediately he did that, he slaughtered something. The Bible does not even give away like he took about 20 minutes. He doesn't give. It's just immediately after telling them that, the next thing is they were covered. They were immediately covered. What was that? God immediately came back to commune with them in a certain amount of communion. Praise be to God. And that amount of communion had to remain up until he died. The communion that was brought by animal blood. Can you get that? Yeah, that was animal blood. Praise God. So they could always go and slaughter something. Could go and slaughter something. It was kind of a community. communion, a very little communion that was given by God for the purpose. It's, the prophet says, it's just kind of a covering. It's just kind of a covering. For, just let's cover with the blood of goats until the true bread comes. I hope you can get that. But he did that. God did that immediately. Why? He wanted. The son cannot go just like that. And his sons that he's gonna brought because he was told before he even became flesh, he was told multiply and replenish the earth. So God knew there will come Abraham. God knew there will come Isaac. God knew there will come Jacob. God knew I'll come. God knew you come. God knew you are his children, the children of Adam. We will come forth from there. And they will need that. So that was given a covering. The people in that age until he came were given a covering of the blood of goats. For what? A kind of a relationship. Portion of relationship. If you want. Kind of a portion of relationship. The prophet says, don't the people who the word of God came to, what they called part of the word, came to, that was just a portion of, a very small portion of the word, but they were called gods. Praise be to God. And that portion of the word is what were given to the people of every age. Out of the blood of goats. I hope you can get that. Praise be to God. Now that tree back there in Eden, that tree which was the source of life was Jesus. In John chapter 6 and through 8, Jesus says himself, for as the source of eternal life. Can you get that? That was the source of eternal life in the Garden of Eden. That was the source of eternal life. That was God. Praise be to God. And another thing, I have a quote if you want it. When you eat him once, let me tell you something. When you eat him once, you become one with him. You never die. Come ye that are heavy burdened and so forth. Come to me that I have yoke. And when you eat that bread, everyone he was told about the children in the way to Canaan, the children of Israel. He said, they eat manna, and every one of them is dead. Is that right? But whoever eats me will never die. Yes, exactly right. So Adam ate him, and he will never die. Exactly right. Adam ate him, and he will never die. But he died. That's what we say. Now, that was the body. He just dropped the body. Adam did not stop being eternal. Adam was eternal. Adam died as eternal. And Adam is eternal. What happened? Have a quote if you want to. And I say, brothers, everything, sometimes we use the different words. But we speak quotes. Well, we only bring them when somebody says, no, it wasn't. And we need to bring them every time. But, you know, so much, everything that I say will be quotes. And I mean it. The thing that we say are quotes. Some of the quotes, let me tell you something. Some of the quotes I say, I just find myself saying them. And I've never even read them. Let me tell you the truth, brothers. Some of the quotes I don't say, I just find myself saying them. But I go back there, when I say that in the anointing, I find it there. I find it just, I've done that about 3-4 times here. I go and find it exactly the way I said it. Because when I listen to myself, especially when there is a question, I listen to myself, I say, oh, why did I, how did I say that? And then I go, and I just find it, it's exactly the, praise be to God. And Don has also spoken here, things that I've never heard. You think that we don't know everything. We don't know everything. Well, whenever you come here, be free. The Holy Ghost speak. Let him speak, brothers and sisters. Let him teach us. Yes. Let's give ourselves completely to him. He's God. He loves us. The work that he has started is him, not us, not anybody. He's God of it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's that faithful. Let's look at him. And to him only, brothers. I cannot. I cannot even preach. I cannot do nothing. It's him. If he doesn't, I'm done. In anything, in any way. Praise be to God. All right. And sometimes, like today, I said, why did you pick me? Why? I'm not like them. They can do that. Why can't you just call me and just be here and let me walk and help him? Something like that. The choice is God's choice. What do? You just stay there. And because even the way I speak, brother, do you know, brother, my voice is the worst thing. It's the worst thing that somebody can listen. I wanted to be on YouTube and be talking like the way people talk and give it. I listened to that and said, okay. I cannot even. It's so bad. Nobody would like to listen to it. Why did you call me? Why am I here? Let his purpose be done. Let his will be done. I don't know. I'm not as good as Don. I'm not. But God called me anyways. That's all I know. Praise be to God. But I don't call myself anything. I don't try to say I'm anything. But I'm nothing, sister. I'm nothing. Don't look at me. Don't look up at me. I'm nothing. I'm zero. I cannot help nobody. But I know. He has spoken. That's all I know. He has spoken. There's a voice in this age. For every soul to it. Yes, sir. That's enough for the purpose and to be here on earth. But you can do it. I was talking to the sister, I told him, just stay in the word and everything is gonna fall in place. Just stay there. This word is gonna make sure everything falls in place. Everything falls in place. You don't know where this is. Everything you fall in place. Just be there. Just let him take over. Just be this word. Everything. You must wonder how it's going to be. How this is going to be. Yes, sir. Just go to him. Just be this word. Just be there. Just lay there. Everything will take in place. It's place. Praise be to God. Okay. Sorry about that, but okay, now. He called himself the bread from heaven. He spoke of giving himself, and that if a man ate him, he would never die. Adam ate him, and he could not die. That's how Adam was eternal, he could not die. No, that's exposition. Okay. No. What form was he in the Garden of Eden? I think we dealt with that on Sunday, but... So exactly the way that he was in the beginning. That is the identified Christ of all ages. Paragraph 3. So exactly the way that he was in the beginning. He is today. And he was the Word to the human race. He was the Word. He was a thought to begin with. He spoke and he became the Word. He expressed. And that word expresses also something that I feel like people can misuse it. Now, you got to know what he's used, how he's using it. And I wanted to bring that one time, but this is it. This, what is God expression? Expression, it is to speak. It's to speak himself. It's to speak, actually. So he spoke that thought and it became the word. He uses the word spoke or speak sometimes. That word expression can mean speak. He spoke that thought and he became a word. That's what he uses now. When it comes to expression, he uses also the word expression in the book called Marriage and... Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. He uses this word expression that he wanted to become, and it can be used like that also because the prophet has used it, that he wanted to become a healer, so he had not expressed being a healer, and he was now to express it. And now the picture is like he could have expressed it with Adam, but Adam sinned. Now you cannot express it. Now listen. Now listen very carefully. There's a way that you can use that word expression, which is meaning display. Listen, display. because he's going to use that word in that way. But you cannot use the word display when it comes to the thought being spoken to become the word. You cannot use that. But here you can use, he wanted to express himself. He wanted to express that he's a healer. That's a display. He wanted to display that he's a healer. Now listen. Now listen very carefully. Because God was a healer. Before he healed anybody here on earth, he was a healer. Before he saved anybody here on earth, he was a savior. Praise be to God. But he wanted to display that. He wanted to display that. That is why sin and everything come. It's a drama. He calls it in another code, he calls it a drama. It's a his drama playing out. But he had it. He even gives you the example of is it Shakespeare? He's a Shakespeare. And he says that his daughter Rebecca were doing something like that. He says, it's a big drama that is playing out. Yes. He had it in his mind. And now it's playing out. If anything got sick, if there was any way for anything to get sick in the Garden of Eden, Adam could have healed it. All that God was in Adam. Yes, sir. You tell me no. How was he God? How was he ruling here like that? He was here like that. And anything that was God was healed, was saved. At that time, everything was saved. Everything was saved because God was a savior. He saved it. From what? There was nothing to save. So in him, it was like that, and there was nothing to show he was or what. He was like that. In him, nothing to display. But now he wanted that to be displayed. Why? You ask me why? Why? Because he said, he wanted an appreciation. In another words, he says, he wanted to have a purpose of being. He wanted to feel like he's there. I think we're going to read it here. All that. But it's a big picture. It's a big, because, Brother Don, this is a problem I have, brother. We talk like God is laying himself a trap, and that trap is forcing him. Like, he's ruling him. Because he said, like now, let me ask you a question. Because we're going to get there, but before we get there, let's take this, for example. This Adam. There's this quote. It's really been disturbing me for some time, for a long time. The quote says like this, that Adam was a son of God. And as a son of God, he could not be tempted. Listen to the words. He could not be tempted. Do you see that? Do you see that? Adam could not be tempted. That's a quote of the prophet. Now the question would be, why did he fall then? Praise be to God. This is simple. This is very simple. Because God, all things in God, he wanted that and he achieved it. Now, you ask me a question. Because that's why we cannot fall. We, in this last age, where we have been redeemed back, we cannot fall. The bride in this age will not fall. Is that right? Is that right? The bride in this age will not fall. That's what he says. Is that right? We cannot fall. Mere senior, we cannot fall. You give very many reasons. Because we are in Christ. We are in one. That's not it. That's not it. It's because God does not want that now. All of it is back to God. All things are through him. Him and by him. All things is him. Whatever he wants is what else happens. And he makes all things work like that. And here at the back here, he doesn't want us to fall. Period. If you want us praise the Lord. Let me ask you a question. What do you make the people who go to hell in this age, what do you make them go to hell? What did they have? They were born like me. They came this age. Is that right? What makes them? You say because I have the sword of God. Why don't they have swords? Why? Praise is not. It's not anything they are doing or not doing or anybody doing or not doing. It's not this covenant of God. It's not all that. It's him not wanting. Whatever he wants, that's what goes. He got to achieve it somehow. But we are putting a lot of things like, those things are ruling God. Can you get my point? Like those things are ruling God. Nothing is ruling God. God is ruling everything. Because of this covenant, because he was not in the what? In the orphan. Are we now at the, we are not gonna fall and we are not, listen carefully, we are not gonna fall and we are not in the theophany. Nothing of our own. Nothing we can do or not do, nothing. It's him. And him, and him. It's not this law or this law. All those laws, he uses them. However he wants to use them. Brother, let me say something. You cannot hold God in a lamp. One time, I don't remember exactly the scriptures. But one time, he came very mad. Kind of God look, sounded, is that, that's not the right word to use for God. He doesn't get mad, but angry. I don't know whether angry and mad. You know, you don't use the word mad in Kenya. If you say somebody's mad in Kenya, you're saying that he's insane. He's going to, you know, it's, if you say somebody's mad, people will come to take him to the crematorium. That's how we use the word mad. Here, you use the word mad like you're angry, something like that. So I don't know how far to use it. But God came very angry one time because David had come to people. Do you know that? Have you ever read that scripture somewhere? But because David came and said, I want to know the number of the people. And he counted the people in his nation. And God came very mad that somebody had counted the people. Praise God. Just in a few more chapters ahead, he tells somebody, count the people and let me know how much you have. God. You can't hold God in a lap like that. You cannot go that. Brother, sister, God does what he wants. And nothing he'll fail. Nothing will fail. But God wants. It will go, it will work together somehow. And you achieve that God that he wants. So let this because of this you say because of Eve. He created Eve that way. Those are his tools. He created Eve that way. He got him from him. And he brought her here. Praise be to God. He did the same with this one. He got the bride from Jesus. But this will not fail. He doesn't even give reasons. Praise be to God. It's him. What he wants, he got it. He's got to get it. But he's a drama. He loves drama. That, not drama, the drama that we talk about, drama, you know. Not drama, but he loves play like what is another word for drama? That kind of drama. That is a kind of a play or kind of a concert or something, right? He loves that. He does it. He comes, the Son of God. He comes, the Son. He does that. All right. Human race. In the beginning, and he was the word to the human race. He was the word to the human race. He was the word even to Adam. He was the word. In that age when he created Adam, he was the word. In the beginning, God never gave the human race a church to stand behind. Never gave the creed to stand behind. He had fortified the human being with his word. Now that fortified. But there's another question. There's another something has come. And this is very... And I'm not trying to fight anything. I'm just trying to put things the way the prophet has put them. Listen. It's a big talk about this. That Adam was behind the word. Adam was behind the word. And Jesus is the word. Correct? That's correct. But you got to know, to understand what being behind the word is. You know, when you talk like that, it's like this is the word and you're coming here. No. Adam is behind. How is it like that? This is behind me, isn't it? And this is behind me. It's exactly like this. This is the what? And now Adam is here. It's like that. Adam is here. Praise be to God. Now, the word that I used very well, and in another book he says, he was fortified in the word. In the word. He was taken in the word. Do I have something to do? Look here. In the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden. That's the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden. Those who are cherubims. Those who are cherubims. Where God is the cherubim. Here. Adam was outside. That was fortified. He was here inside where God lived. And the prophet says, he lived with his spirit. It is only was out. Taken out. And was nowhere. The whole world is God's. So it was not that it was something. He had God. He was in God. Everything was here. He was in God, ruling the earth in God. That's why sometimes we are saying that he was taken out from the presence of God. Sometimes it sounds like God was coming from heaven and coming to them. Sometimes like that. Those pictures is one of the things. God was here with Adam. You know, when we preach, we read quotes, but by revelation, not adding, not subtracting, by revelation you see it. Quote for quote, word for word. Don't interpret, it's word for word. Don't, are you sleepy? Take some coffee. I know you're tired. Okay, I'm not going to read the whole quote. That's a big quote right there. Let me read this other one. It's the rising of the sun. The rising of the sun. When God made his first bridegroom, he made the bridegroom first. And he was both man and woman in spirit form. In spirit. Formed in him in the midst of the earth to make him material. To make him material. And notice, made Eve from Adam, he took not another piece of clay. He took from the same piece of clay the same word. Same word. He uses the same word. The same word for Adam was spoken word. What was God? God was word. What is word? Is a thought spoken. What is spoken word? Word is a spoken thought. Praise the Lord. Adam and God were the same. Just like me and him are the same. But he is, I gave an example last time. But it's like medicine here and Michael. You see that? Yeah. My whatever Michael says goes. though you are one. Exactly. So Adam and God were just like that. But what God was God of heaven. In other words, God was senior, and what God said went. That's the difference. So he was one and he was one. Yeah. It is God. He took from him and then taken. He had masculine and feminine spirit. And he took the feminine spirit. This is very strong. Listen. Stick from Adam. And you say Adam could have left Eve? No way. Now listen. And placed it in Eve. So it's part of Adam's spirit. Come on now. Can you see that? And you say that's God's drama. Such that when Eve falls, Adam, there's no way Adam can get. Adam is trying to leave it. No. What did you really do? You mean you did it? You mean you know that's very wrong. And he's going through it. There's no way he can get away from him. The same spirit. It's the same thing. Praise God. And he went there knowingly. Adam went there. No, he was not deceived. He went there knowing. Darling, now, do you see what you've done? Darling, what do you do now? And Eve would say, oh, I didn't know that. And it's just thinking. It's just by thinking the way people are. don't cry. I know you didn't mean it. You know, you're just deceived. I know it's just that guy. Trying to encourage her. He could not leave her. He could not. This is Christ. Christ could not leave me. He could not.
Gomba, what have you really done? What have you really done? What did you do it? What did you mean to do it? And, Lord, I didn't. Lord. Don't worry, Stanley. I've taken it to the sea of forgetfulness. Don't worry. Encouraging me. And you get the point. That's exactly the same, it's the same picture here. All right. Adam's spirit. Okay. Now listen. Then it was Adam's spirit. Now he calls it the dynamic. That's the spirit of God. Called dynamic in his book. Called Rising of the Sun. Dynamic. The spirit. The dynamic. That quickened the mechanics in his body. Strong. Strong. Just ponder over that for some time. Just sometimes when you go home. Look at that. That's a very strong sentiment, brother. Yes, be to God. Now, that we have come this far, that we have that, I'm going to go down there. The same kind of quote, but I've separated that. Can you see where I'm saying? Can you show Cameroon? Show Cameroon where I'm at. The following quote does not all refer to Adam in the Garden of Eden. Can you see that? And then the first portion, I'm not going to read it. I'm going to go down there because I read it up there. Now, when we know that both of those trees had a relationship to man, or they would never have been placed there, they must have had a part in the sovereign plan and purpose. Can you see the drama of God now? In the purpose of God, in their relationship to mankind and himself. Or we could never impute omniscience. Omniscience is all-knowing unto God. This is all true so far, is it not? Now, the word most definitely sets forth is that from before the foundation of the earth, in the minds of God, the foundation of the earth, the purpose of God was to share his eternal life with man. Before the foundation of the world, in the minds of God, God wanted that. Now, and I told you something. Before Adam was not even in body. He was told, multiply and replenish the earth. So God knew there was coming to Adam had to have a multiplication. Do you understand what I mean? Adam were not to stay like that with Adam, with Eve. They were to have people. They were to have children. Can you get exactly right? Praise with God. God intended that he would have that. You have that eternal. Now the four block that. Praise be to God. But he had that purpose. So he had to look for ways to come back and have it, to share this eternal life. Praise be to God. This eternal life, there has come a block. Now they are having goats and things like that. Now God has got to do something because of that has been broke by sin. Sin has come. God has to, because in the minds of God, he had that we people that are born in sin by the way of Adam's sin, we're going to be here and we'll be born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But he had in his mind that he will share his eternal life with us. That is why in the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, he says, in this bodies. No. He says, no. See, I in him, you in him, like that. We become one with him. He says, not when we have glorified bodies. No, not then. Not when we have the openness. No, now. Praise God. In this bodies, God has come and has given us eternal life. We are sharing that eternal life. And it's never happened. That marriage has never happened until the seals were revealed. Until the cherubims were taken. Not taken away. The cherubims, because they cannot go. The cherubims don't move. Another thing is like that. The cherubims don't. You listen. I was telling Don the other day. You see, the cherubims cannot move. The cherubims cannot move. It seems like God called one cherubim. Cherubim lion, come and sit here. When I draw it well, I'll put lion drones. I cannot now. Draw it now. I said it. I don't want to draw it here because I might miss. But I'll draw it and reveal. I can put it on the WhatsApp or something like that. But now, look here. It was not like when they sinned, the three of God. Now God runs. Come, Cherubim lion. Come sit there. Come, Cherubim calf. Come sit there. No! The promise is that this is in the book called Marriage and Vows. In heaven, nothing was interrupted. Isn't that what he says in the Marriage and Vows? How many knows that? In heaven, it is here that sin interrupted everything. See, the lion started eating what like that. This is where it was. The continuity of God was interrupted. He says, in heaven, everything is still in continuity. In other words, the cherubim are still in continuity. Are still there. The lion, the calf, the head of a man. All those cherubim are still there. It was not like God, come, lion, sit here. Cherubim, come, sit here. It was not like that. No, it is Adam who was thrown out. Because he lived here. And he was thrown out. He was fortified. That's the word he's using. He was fortified in the word. He was fortified. What is the word? God is the word. He was fortified in the word, in the tree of life. What is the tree of life? God. In the beginning was the word. He was fortified there in God. I have a quote like that if you want to. He was fortified in there. He was there. Praise be to God. Now he was thrown out. He was thrown out of here. The kind of fellowship they had when they're here, now is cut. The kind of communion when he was here, now cut. But we are going to have a portion of it. Let's throw our goat. And let's have that until I come and restore it back to where it was supposed to be. How are we going to get that? And that's why I'm saying, listen, brothers and sisters. And that's why, and I'm sorry, brothers, in that book, in that fellowship group, I also got emotional a bit. There's somewhere I went, I go. And now, nowadays I've been having a problem because I go to the break room, there's no much noise. I go to the to the meeting room and I find some people there who didn't want to talk to me. And I'm praying and I'm reading and they didn't want to talk to me. So sometimes I go to the vehicle. In the vehicle, it's very hot. And it's but God is good. God is good. So I go somewhere and I go around and people start saying, are you okay? Are you okay? I got very emotional. I read some things there, and I was in prayer. I got some very emotional. I started thinking like, I said, no, I'm all right. I started saying like that. And that's when I wrote those things. Like, yes, I love it. I don't know. I wrote some things there. I'm sorry, brother. But I didn't need to write that. But I was like that when I was writing that. Brother, when you recognize, but that's where we are taken back there, brother. In the throne seat of mercy of God. You say, there's no more mercy. Yes, there's no more mercy in the world. But we are in the mercy ourselves. The word of God. This is mercy seat. You can the judge seat. We are judges. We are the goddess. Come back here, the cherubims. The cherubims have caught us in. And now we are in. The bride. Here again, he has taken his seat. He was in Father's throne. Now he's gone from the Father's throne. He's gone to his throne. He's seated back there. Sorry, Bacherabis again. That is where he was being taken back to. I cannot finish this. Once again. But it's so great. To me, when it opens like this, I don't know what to do. It's so great to me. It's so great. And seeing what God has done. And God wants only one thing to us, brother. Stay before it. Don't try to add this, put this here. Don't try it. Just stay in it. And now you don't know. You don't realize that. But you are ripening. You are ripening. You're getting stronger every other moment. You might not notice, but you are brothers. But you are. You may not tell, but you are. you know, you cannot tell until after some time whether the maize that you planted the other day is growing. If you look at it, it doesn't grow. If you start there, it doesn't grow. Even if you start there the whole day, it doesn't grow. It's the same. But after 2 days, okay, That means it's grown. It might not know, brother. We are not stagnated. We are before this. This is so N. Exactly like this. So N. And if that plant stays in S-O-N, S-O-U, S-U-N, and grow, yes, I'm growing. Stay there. That guy could not notice. You remember the guy who had eyes? He was not seeing, and he was told by the prophet, "You see." And he went and he was selling newspapers. There's this. There's another one. I was blind, but I'm seeing. He was still told to confess that he wasn't seeing. He did not notice it. He did not. God was working. He did not notice it, brothers. But one time he went there, and then there was kind of tower that is put upon you when they are saving you. When they're saving you in the barber. And they were saving him. And he was just giving that. I was right, but now I see. He was repeated. And one time he said, wow! And he walked out and I see now. It exactly manifested. And that's exactly right. Brothers, sisters. We are his sons. We are his daughters. Let's stay there. Don't try to be something else that you're not. Just be there. But sister, just be your God is working. And one day you see yourself throwing that tower away. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I have this. I can notice you now. I have this. Oh, I don't know because I can read this, but can I read in marathon now? Just read without talking. Let me try that. Okay, where was I? This is all true so far. It's not. It's all according as he has chosen us in him. I'm saying this is not. You choose what is in the garden. Choose which is here in the Garden of Eden and after the Garden of Eden. It's not everything in the Garden of Eden. It's not everything after the Garden of Eden. That statement there is after the Garden of Eden. Listen. This is so far, okay. According as he had chosen him before the world. Okay. That's true. That's true both ways, in the before and after the Garden of Eden, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Love, having predestinated us unto the adoption. What is adoption? What is adoption? Do you know what adoption is? Adoption is placing. The prophet says adoption is placing. It's taking you and placing you as a son. You might be given the Holy Ghost, and you might... Now, listen. Adoption is not making you a son. Adoption is you are a son, but you are not in your position. You are a baby. You have not grown up. But God brings you to a place where he can place you in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's in the heavenly places. Do you get that? Adoption. When was that? That was not in the Garden of Eden. He did not need... Adam did not need any adoption. Our children by Jesus Christ, Jesus himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the place of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted, in whom we have redemption. Adam did not... Did I read a quote last Sunday? That Adam did not... Blood was not necessary. But it was not necessary. Redemption was not necessary. Adam did not need any redemption. But this is for us. This is after. You can take this sentence, every sentence, and put it here or put it here. After or before. This is after sin came. That's when we require redemption. Okay. Whom the redemption through his blood. Blood was not necessary in that area, in that before the flood, before the sin. The forgiveness of sin. There was no sin in the Garden of Eden. There was no sin in the Garden of Eden. Okay. According to his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, that is after the fall, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him, can all things after the counsel of his own will. Revelation 13. And all that dwell upon, and how I wish I would talk line for line. Why I cannot finish if I do that. But I would like to talk line for line. Just read in my one. Whose names are not written in the book of life now. But that life could not be shared in any other way through the way of God manifest in the flesh. Do you see that? This was part of the eternal and predestined purpose. This plan was to be the praise and the glory of his grace. It was the plan of redemption. It was the plan of salvation. Now listen closely. God being a savior, it was necessary that he predestinate a man who would require salvation in order to give himself reason and purpose of being. That is 100% correct. And a multitude of scriptures bear it out, as does the very pointed verse of Romans like that. He goes like that and reads that for him and through him. Man could not directly come and partake of that tree of life in the midst of the garden. That eternal life of the tree had to become fresh first. That is in red now. That's where I wanted to come to read this, to read the scripture very fast now. You know, go up there where we started, the beginning of the quote. There's verse 9, I'm reading very fast. Verse 9 of the scriptures here. Was not there very fast now. Give me about 5 minutes or so. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is good for food. Tree of life also, that's scriptures. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's right. Now, verse 16, there down there is in red. It's in red. That one is in red also. Verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mouse, that mayest freely eat. So he could eat every tree, even the tree of life. There was nothing telling him he could not eat the tree of life. Now, why is he saying here down that he had to become fresh first? Can anybody see a point there? Do you see a point there? In this he's saying, you may eat all tree, but now here in the court he's saying that tree has become fresh. Why? He was not talking to Adam. The tree becoming fresh was not for Adam. The tree to be eaten, it must become fresh. It was not for Adam. With Adam, everything, you read the other phrase down there in verse, it's there. It's there in the quotes up there. That's why I didn't read those. I knew it. In verse 2, and he said unto the woman, God has said, he shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Then the devil is trying to tell her that God has not. He's trying to read the scripture. He said, he corrects the devil very well. We can eat of every tree, even the tree of life. We can eat it. The only tree we cannot eat is the tree of good and evil. Do you get that? They were allowed to eat those trees. That's the only tree we cannot eat. Now here is the tree had to become fresh before it can be eaten. can you get the point? It was not for Adam. It was not for Adam. For Adam is, you can eat it. You can eat it if you want. It's there. Eat it. So becoming fresh was not for Adam. But now, after the fall, you cannot eat it. It's surrounded by cherubims. Can you see that? Can you see the point, brothers? That's all I want you to see. Can you see it? After the fall, it's surrounded by cherubim. Until when it becomes fresh. Till that tree becomes fresh. Now down there, I'm going to jump down there. Why was the tree of life, that is God, to become flesh? Why was this tree to become flesh to be eaten? praise with God. Why? Say it and then leave it there. Because it was God had to become a lamb. God had to become a human to have blood. Do you get that? Now listen, let me listen. Just for 2 minutes. You see, God's law is the wages of sin is death. Do you see that? So Adam is the one who is supposed to die. Is that right? But that is his son. He cannot die. So what is going to happen? God is going to make a way that somebody is going to die. Another Adam. He's going to make another Adam. Not this Adam. He's going to make another Adam. And come, God himself came and dwelt in him. And God, as in these two quotes down there, God eat them. They are saying that God could not die. He was a spirit and spirit could not die. That's why it had to become fresh. Can you get that? Who was in the Garden of Eden? Who was the tree of life? Say it. Church, say it. Who was the tree of life? Jesus. Praise be to God. So the tree of life was Jesus, is right? He could not die as a tree of life. He could not die as a spirit. Who is Jesus Christ? God. Is that right? God could not die as a spirit. God could not die the way he was in the Garden of Eden. He had to become flesh. So God became flesh to die for the sins of Adam and his children. Do you see that? So why was he to become flesh? Why was he to become flesh? To save, to restore, to redeem, to pay the price. He had to become flesh so that he can have blood to shed. But he could not have it in the Garden of Eden as a tree of life. What was the tree of life? The Word, God, Spirit. Can you get that? He didn't have blood. So he had to become flesh so that he can have blood. That's the purpose of it. The purpose of God becoming flesh is redemption. And redemption was not necessary in the Garden of Eden. Let's finish there. Is it clear? Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Is it clear? If you have any question, please let us discuss. And I've taken this. I've told you this many times. Don't fear to ask a question, Cameroon. Don't fear to ask a question. If you want a meeting with me, tell mommy, I want a meeting with brother. Okay? Yeah, don't worry. Or you want a discussion, just go there and start. We can discuss it. This is, you know, people, I've been wanting to transcribe some things, and my wife told me, no, don't describe. Don't transcribe. If you want to transcribe this, transcribe it. Whatever you want. This, I'll take it to go to every, if you take it to every people, that's what, this is not hidden somewhere. This is for every, this is for us. This is for the bride. Don't fear, talk to me. If you have any question, talk to me. You can talk to Don also. Even our priest, remember he's a pastor, you can talk to him about that. But don't fear me. Don't fear, no, let me tell you, don't fear me. Don't fear anybody. Don't fear Michael. Michael is a good brother. Don't fear him. You can talk to him. You can stop him anywhere. Even those people who are listening in, you can stop him. You can invite him. Come, let's discuss this. This is free. But this is God. This is God. This is not me. This is not him. This is God. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we are so thankful for the way you come. Sometimes you come so strongly and it's good. You're speaking to us, Lord, and you're so happy when you're eating from your table, Lord. Thank you. And open our hearts to understanding of these mysteries, Lord. When you simplify them, they become so simple. So our eyes can see it, Lord. We can see it, Lord. We can see it. It's just here. The bride now cannot be deceived. You have predestinated her not to be deceived. It is your own will, and you're going to work it out until she's not going to be deceived, Lord. Thank you for opening yourself the way you've done, Lord. We are so thankful. And as we talked about being before us, when, yes, Lord, we are right there, Lord, and you're doing something, and we can feel it. We know it. We can see it, Lord. And we are sure, Father, that you're doing it. You're doing it. We are not stagnated. We are getting closer to you. We are surrendering more, Lord. We are loving you more, Lord. You're opening yourself more, Lord. You're so close to us, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We want to serve you. We want to live for you, Lord. Take anything, Lord, that is so that way, Lord. Do anything, Lord, that you can do to make us surrender our lives, become prisoners, true prisoners to you and to you only, Lord. Bless the people. If there be any need, Lord, sometimes we place those things before you. And sometimes it takes long. And sometimes we despair. It looks like you're not hearing us, Lord. Will you encourage your people, Lord? And let them know, Lord, that you are hearing, Lord. And that your ears, Lord, are set before the mouth and voices of the bride, Lord. Because you are right there in the mercy seat, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for your love, Lord. Take us to yourself now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. I've kept you a bit. I'm sorry. I don't know whether we can just finish and go. Or come.
Glory to God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Brother Goomba was saying he was concerned the other day that maybe some had a problem with what he was saying, and it was just that we're concentrating to hear what he's saying, and so and we learned some of his words like Isaiah, some of those words, and the pronunciation's a little bit different, but those last quotes there that he put in there, you look at him and they line up and they show, because one place he's saying, he's using the word again. So he's telling you that he had something. There was a communion there. And he's showing the whole time, in those quotes, he's showing the whole time that the reason that he had to become flesh, this eternal life had to become flesh, is because of the fall. He's making that clear. And if you read over it, sometimes you read it, and for myself, I think the first few times I read it, I wasn't getting it. It's been way back. It's way back. You know, it's been read here several times over the last couple of years, but I think it was really clear tonight. If you're following the quote, he's making it very clear that it was because of the fall, and so that's where it got lost. And so, if he's restoring something back, then he had it. Yeah. It's something that he had, that Adam had, that God is restoring back. And Brother Branham made it clear in the revealing of the seals, when the Book of Redemption was being opened up, he said it was eternal life that Adam lost. And so, you know, and you can go so many different directions with that. You can argue about that. But because eternal is no beginning and no ending, so then you can argue about, well, no, how it comes down to eternal life in flesh, in created flesh. And that flesh is what died, and that eternal life continued right on until it became flesh in that perfect man, Jesus Christ. And then from that perfect man, it come into created flesh of the bride. And so, and if this body be dissolved, we have one waiting. And that's going to be the capping of the whole thing. It's going to go from here. But this stage right now, and this is what I've tried to get some of the brothers in Kenya that feel like that they're in their theophany, they feel like these things, they're missing this stage. Because this was God's capstone to prove to Satan that he was going to have perfection in this mortal flesh. And we've been talking about it with some of the brothers on the group, and the brother Aaron just said that he caught that revelation as he was studying it. They haven't been getting the fact that this mortal will take on immortality. That's what's happened. He's not just talking about immortality taking on immortality. He's talking about this mortal flesh taking on immortality. And so God had to bring it back to that, to this redeemed flesh that came by sin, that came by sex. God was going to prove to Satan that perfection could live, eternal life could live in this mortal flesh that fail. And God redeemed it back. He went through all the process, all the plan, the payment, the whole drama, as Brother Goomba said, as Brother Branham said. And then he brought it to this capstone right here. And now he's put it right in the face of Satan. And he said, here, now, in this flesh is eternal life, and you cannot get them to disbelieve this word. Sure. Praise be to God. You're dismissed. Amen.